Masechet Midot Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. The Temple Mount, Harabayit itself, was 500 amot by 500 amot. The entire expanse of Harabayit, all four sides, were walled in. So you have a big square, 500 amot by 500 amot. The Bet HaMikdash is somewhere in there, but not directly in the middle. It's more towards the northwest corner. And therefore, all of the open space that you have, and it's not the Beit HaMikdash centered, but it's a lot of open space, and there are many offices and many rooms and chambers within there. Here we'll talk about how these areas that were there were not of equal size. Mishnah says, HaRabayit haya 500 amah al 500 amah. The Temple Mount was 500 amot long by 500 amot wide on the inside of the walls. Rubo min hadarom, the largest area of open space in the Temple Mount between the walls of the courtyard was in the south. The south spot was the largest because most people entered the Temple Mount from this side. Sheni lo min hamizrach, the second largest area of open space on Har HaBayit was in the east. In the east, which is 213 amot, because after entering from the south, people would turn to their right and walk towards the east. Shiloshilo minatzafon, the third largest area of the Har HaBayit, of the open space, was the north, which was 115 amot to the walls. Mi'ito min ha'ma'arav, the smallest area of open space on the Temple Mount was in the west, which was out of the respect for Hashem that dwelled there in the Kodesh Kodashim. So we don't want to have too much walking over there. We didn't want it to be such an open area. It's more of a private spot. Makom shaya rov midato sham haya rov tashmisho. The chambers and offices were not even on all four sides, but the larger of the open areas of the Temple Mount was more filled with buildings and used for the purposes of the Beit HaMikdash than the other sides, which were smaller.